So while we were taking a break, I made the gradient algorithm run once again for the Rosenbrock function. It is still running. Okay. You can see from our picture that we are still far from the optimal solution, which is the 0.11. So I stopped the algorithm. It made during the break 1,247 iterations, and the current solution, okay, is 0.94, 0.89. Okay, you can see here that the second decimal digit is not even the closest possible to the right one, and here even the first digit after the dot is not the closest one. Okay, and yet the norm of the gradient at the current solution is 0.1. Okay, so still a bit large. Okay, so I hope that these examples show you that the gradient method with exact line search, also known as the steepest descent method, has some issues, okay, has some troubles. So what I want to discuss with you now is some way to overcome this problem. Okay, we've seen actually two kinds of trouble. The first one is, okay, as direction we have taken minus the gradient, okay, which looks like the most promising, but it is not necessary to consider, it's not said that it gives you the best possibility. For instance, during the break we were discussing the fact that maybe you could also go in a direction which is not a descent direction, and then get closer with another descent direction at the next iteration. Okay, we were discussing this. This is not what we are doing, but so what actually I want to keep when I'm doing an iteration is that the direction I choose is a descent direction. Okay? So minus the gradient of the function at the current point was the first idea. But we will see some other cases in which what we take is a direction done this way, minus dk, the gradient, where dk is a positive definite matrix, okay? And this is still a descent direction, because when you compute this scalar product, what you get is minus the gradient transpose dk times the gradient. Okay? Since this is positive definite, this quantity is positive, with minus in front of it, this is keeps being negative. Okay? But now I don't care much about the direction. Let's just keep in mind that we are considering any descent direction. Okay? Then on Friday I will show you the condition that we have to ask for the direction to achieve convergence. But for the time being, I'm more concerned with the steps. Okay? So, with line search, once I have chosen my direction, which value should I take for the step size? Okay? We discussed the exact line search. So I take a step, tk, which provides the minimum of the search function. The function is fixed. I consider it as a function of the direction of the step size only, and I want to take the step which provides the minimum value for the function of that direction.
In your simulation, how was this minimum computed?
Oh, this is a good question. I asked MATLAB to compute it with a routine hash. Okay. Okay. There are many. I didn't tell you. So thanks for the question. There are many ways to compute minima of univariate function of a unique variable. Okay. Yesterday I was given a look at a textbook. One of the textbooks in your list, and there were around 40-50 pages describing methods to compute the minima of a function or a unique variable. Okay? What I can tell you, this is a trouble. Okay, solving this problem is a trouble in general. And this is one of the issues why I don't want to do this. Okay? It gives trouble in the algorithm, and then it is an issue. The question Luis asked is relevant. My example were simple functions. Okay? The first one was a quadratic function, and we know we had a formula for it. The other were anyhow various functions. You could even compute the minimum by hand, okay? Making the computation. So all of them were very easy examples. But in general, this is a trouble. Okay? So it's another reason not to perform this, okay? Beyond the fact that gives some rigidity in the method. Okay? You are asked to solve another optimization problem. And anyhow, if you want to solve an optimization problem numerically, you don't have the possibility to solve it exactly, unless you have a formula. So somehow you need a stopping criterion when you run the algorithm for this. So somehow you are already approximating the solution here. So it makes sense to make something different, okay? To approximate this computation in another way. And this is what we are going to do now. Okay? Well, there are some other choices which are, let's say, heuristic choices. For instance, one choice is to limit here and not take all possible steps, but just steps which are lesser equal than a maximum given step. Okay? Try to minimize this not all over the whole upline, but on a segment. Okay? And indeed, if you look in that book, for instance, you will find that there are many more methods for this situation. Okay. This is called limited minimization. Okay, in the line search. Or another possibility is to take constant steps.
When?
Okay. I always say I will take a unitary step. My step will always be one half. Okay? We will see a very good method which actually employs this strategy. Okay? But the quality of the method does not really depend on this. This is a consequence. Okay? But this is another heuristic possibility. Another possibility is to take, well, we want the algorithm to converge somewhere. So another possibility is to take decreasing step size, okay, smaller and smaller, going down to zero, but in such a way that they do not go to zero too much fast. Okay. For instance, this condition plus the fact that the series of all the steps is plus infinity. An example is to take tk to be 1 over k. Okay? This is another possibility. But these are, let's say, limited minimization, constant step size, decreasing step size. They are all heuristics. There's no reason to choose one of them, theoretically, to choose one of them over the other.
No, yeah. One theoretical reason is that the gradient is the steepest distance direction, only very local.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Sure. All these algorithms are based on information you get from calculus, and the information you get from calculus, derivatives, are only local. They tell you something about the function in the neighborhood of the current point. They tell you nothing about points which are far away, because you are doing a limit procedure.
Yeah.
But I would like something more. I'm showing you a very, very easy example with no numbers, just to say. Anyhow, it's not enough to say, I'm taking the same direction, and then I make any step. Doesn't matter. Take this very, this is a very simple example, okay, in one variable. Okay, it's a parabola. You also see this example on test books. Okay. Let's say I start from here. Okay? S1 is here. Okay? I will move in this direction. Suppose I take a step and I end up here. Oh, I got a better value. It's smaller. The value is smaller. Then I start from here. Okay, if I want to take the same direction, I have to go in this direction. And let's suppose I end up here, at 3. Oh, I got a better value. And I keep zigzagging between the two different branches of the parabola. Okay, I can take x4 here, x5 here, in such a way that I'm producing a descent algorithm. Okay? But this subsequence is convergent here, and this other subsequence is convergent here. Okay? So asking for the method to be a descent method is not enough. Okay? There is no guarantee. The minimum point is here. Okay? So somehow the decrease in the value of the function must have some consistency. Okay, should be of some amount. Okay, this here the changes will be after a few iterations will be too small. Okay, I won't make enough progress towards the value. The progress I'm making is less and less meaningful, and overall it's not good enough. Okay. Is the example clear? Well, One technique is to say, okay, I want my improvement to be of some consistency. Okay? And there is this condition, which is called the Arnijo condition, which says, well, I would like to say to take a step size t done this way. I move from xk to a point xk plus t times dk, such that the value of the function at this point is less or equal than the value I had previously, plus some negative quantity, okay? This is 14 degrees. And this negative quantity is given this way, is some constant value C1 between 0 and 1, T times the gradient of F at xk times dk. Okay. Since I have chosen a descent direction, this quantity is negative. Okay? So I'm saying, at least I want the function to decrease, the value of the function to decrease of this value. Let's try to give a graphical meaning to this. Okay? Let me introduce once again the so-called line search function. So, xk and dk and the function f are given, and I want to check how the function changes as a function, the values of the function changes as a value of the step size. Okay? This is the line search function we introduced yesterday. Okay? These are fixed. The only thing that changes is t. I want to choose the right thing. Okay? This is t. This is the search function. It started from f at xk, then it goes down and does something like this. Okay? Yesterday we said, okay, we take the minimum value of this function, the point which provides the minimum value for this function, except like search. If I write once again, Arnijo condition using the search function, what I get here is, this is the search function computed at t. This is the search function computed at zero. And this is c1 times t. And if you remember, we computed the derivative of the search function, and the derivative of the search function at zero is this scalar product. Okay? Yesterday we discussed this issue. The derivative of the search function is the gradient of f at the point times dk. Yesterday dk was minus the gradient. Okay. So in zero, this is just the condition we use to check whether a direction is a descent direction, and so this quantity is negative. Okay. By our own choice, since we take a descent direction. Okay. So this is another way to see the function, the Hermitian condition, sorry, here it is. I have two interesting remarks. First remark, this condition cannot be satisfied by arbitrary large values of t if the function f is bounded by below. Okay? Why? So, if it were satisfied by arbitrary large values of t, I could take the limit of this right-hand side as t goes to plus infinity. Okay? Here or here. But this is negative. Okay? Since this is negative, this is going to minus infinity. Okay? So this right-hand side is going to minus infinity. That it means that I move, if I move along this direction to infinity, the value of the function goes to minus infinity, which is not possible if the function is bounded by below. Okay? So, if the function is bounded by below, it is not possible that the function is satisfied by arbitrary large values of t. Okay, so there should be a supremum of the values of t which satisfy this Hermitian condition. Second remark is that this condition is always satisfied if t is small enough. Why is this? Well, I can see it from here. I consider the search function and I take the limit of it. I take the limit of the incremental ratio. Okay? This is the derivative of the search function in zero. Since this is a negative number and c1 is between 0 and 1, this is smaller than c1 times the derivative is 0. Okay? So this is a negative number, let's say minus 1. Okay? No, sorry, there's something that doesn't sound to my mind. Yeah? If this is, let's say, 1 half, this is minus 1 half, which is bigger. Okay? When you multiply a negative number for a number which is zero between 0 and 1, you get a bigger number. Okay, so, you see? So, this limit is smaller than this quantity. It means that if t is small enough, okay, this quantity has to be smaller than this, by the definition of limit. Okay? And if you take this quantity smaller than this, what you are actually writing is this inequality here. Okay, just multiply by t. Okay? Is it clear? So the Hermitian condition is satisfied whenever t is small enough. So there is at least some interval from zero to some value in which this condition is satisfied. And then we know that if the function is bounded by below, it cannot be satisfied if it is too big. I'm going to try to give you a geometrical, or a graphical intuition on this. Okay. Let's draw the search function once again. In 0, so we get the search function in 0, which is also f at xk. Okay. Then we know, we discussed it yesterday, that it has to go down. Okay? Because it is a descent direction, and then it can transport it like space. Okay? If I take the tangent here, in 0, this equation is ck in 0 plus t times phi prime in 0. No, sorry, it is, okay. If I add a c1 here, okay, I'm making this more horizontal, okay? So, okay, this is p prime, now it's p at 0 plus c1 t times p prime at 0, okay? So when C1 is 0, this is the horizontal line, because this is 0, okay? As C1 goes to 1, this line is going towards this other one, okay? So what we are asking here is that the function here, the search function, is below this line, okay? So, the Hermitian condition is satisfied by all these points, is satisfied by these points as well. Okay? Surely you have the condition satisfied in an interval starting from 0 and going up to some value. And then maybe it is satisfied also elsewhere. Okay? So this is the meaning of the Hermitian condition. Please notice the following. I will slightly change my drawing. This would be the point it provides. This is the point that would be provided by the exact line search. If I take the minimum of the function, I will get to this point here, okay? But this point does not satisfy the Hermitian condition, okay? So it may happen that the exact line search does not satisfy the Hermitian condition. Okay. The Hermitian condition. Yes.
How do we choose C1?
Okay. It depends. So this is the degree of freedom now you have. The closer you choose C1 to 1, the steeper this line is, and the more difficult and the more unlikely is to have points which satisfy the condition. We know that an interval exists, but this interval shrinks, okay? Gets smaller and smaller. A good idea is to take a pretty large C1, okay? Surely above 1/2. This is something that goes up to the sensitivity of the programmer, okay? There are some, if you look in some textbooks, you find some advices. Okay? If your function has this kind of properties, then take this, let's say, 0.6, 0.7. For instance, yesterday I read one of the textbook in our list and it says, take 0.9. Okay? Which makes this very, very flat line.
No, 0.
No, sorry, 0.9, sorry, 0.1. Okay? Make it flat. Well, what is the trouble with this condition? Well, it might be, for instance, if you take C1 to be 0.9, that this is very steep, and you can make steps which are only steps which are very small. Okay. Suppose that rather than taking this, I would take. I'm out of colors. You would take another value for C1, and you will get this. Okay. Your condition is satisfied only here. Okay. So, do not take it to B. Otherwise, you are getting it shrinking. And in any case, any point which is close enough to zero always satisfies the Hermitian condition. So there is an issue with the Hermitian condition. It prevents to take steps which are too big. Okay? But it does not prevent steps which are too small. Okay? And one of the troubles we were having was given by taking small steps. Okay? So we would like to pair this with some other conditions which prevent this step to be too small. Okay? This gives you a certain amount of decrease of the function, okay? Which is driven by the steep of this line. But does not prevent from small steps. So, there is another condition, which is called the curvature condition. Which is given exactly for this angle. We want to prevent steps to be too small. So the condition is the following. The scalar product of the gradient of f at xk plus t times dk times dk has to be greater or equal than some value c2, then the scalar product of f at xk with dk. Okay, where c2 is the value which is between c1 and 1. Okay?
Once again, c2 is chosen by program. c2 is also chosen by program.
Yes. It's another parameter you can choose. Let's write this condition in terms of the search function. Okay? This is the derivative of the search function at the point t, and this other is the derivative of the search function at the point zero. Okay? First, I give you the equation. Suppose the step is very, very small, very, very close to zero, okay? Let's say t is roughly zero. It's 0.0001 and so on, okay? It's very likely that this value is roughly the same as this one, okay? They are not very different, okay? Can this inequality hold? The answer is no, because this quantity is negative. Okay? Suppose they are exactly the same. Okay? I divide it by them, and what I'm left is C2 greater or equal than 1. Okay? If these are the same, this is possible only if C2 is greater or equal than 1. If you want to write it in another way, if the two conditions are, if the two values are the same, roughly the same, this condition is roughly, this quantity has to be greater or equal than 0. But this quantity is negative, so this quantity has to be negative as well. Okay? So, if t is very, very close to 0, this cannot hold. Okay? So, I'm asking something on the behavior of, something on the behavior of the derivative of this function. Okay? I want the derivative to be a bit different. Okay? Because if they are too close, it's likely that the two points are near. So, the derivative here changes with continuity, and in this point, the tangent is not very different from the purple line. Okay? Okay, the two conditions together are known also with the name wall conditions. So, this Armijo plus the curvature conditions are also referred to as the wall conditions. The idea is to compute a step size, t, a, when decay is given, such that these two conditions are satisfied. The first one prevents very large steps and guarantees a certain amount of decrease in the value of the function. The second one prevents the step to be too small. Okay? On Friday, I will show you that under very reasonable assumption, there is an interval of points which satisfies these two conditions, and then I will show you how a gradient method in which you choose the step size satisfying these two conditions converts. Okay, under which assumption it converts. Okay? And also, if I have time, I will also address you to some way to compute, some algorithmic way to compute the step size satisfying the two conditions. You will see that, for instance, for convex function is a kind of search algorithm. You try a point, if it is not good, you move in a direction or the other according to what you find, and you always decrease the interval in which you make the search. Okay, so this is the plan for Friday.